day 8, praying for our unsaved immediate family. You ever thought about what voices communicate to your unsaved loved ones? How does the power of their influence encourage or discourage their faith in God? As we pray for our unsaved immediate family, consider those who speak into their lives, their friends, coworkers, classmates, social media connections. Pray for these influencers to come to Christ or be muted whenever they try to lead your loved one from faith in God. On the other hand, pray for people to speak into their lives through whatever platform, phone, social media, or face-to-face, who will testify of the goodness of God and share the gospel with them. May our loved ones be surrounded by godly voices and be louder than the din of the worldly noise. For a harvest of souls, we unite in prayer for our unsaved immediate family to say yes to Jesus as Lord and Savior. Father, you say in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. Those are our unsaved family members. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. So we pray for any person that is in our immediate family's life that need Jesus, that are speaking against you, that are and discouraging our family member to love you and to turn their lives over to you. We pray their voices will be muted, that the ears of our family members will only hear the words of you, O God, that you will make their ears deaf to anyone, to any method. Could be a platform, a social media person, any method, a radio broadcaster, anyone who is speaking ill of you and discouraging them from believing in you, we pray their voices will be quieted in Jesus' name. On the other hand, as you said in Matthew 9:37-38, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to you who's in charge of the harvest, asking you to send more workers into the fields. So, Lord of the harvest, we come to you and ask that you would send people and voices and ways of communication into our loved ones who need Jesus, that you will speak to them on their need for you and what you want them to do to receive you into their lives as Lord and Savior. We thank you that those ears will be wide open, their eyes will be able to see, their hearts will be softened, as we prayed last week, to receive you into their lives. For the harvest of many souls, we pray in unity that we will see our family members say yes to you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. Amen.